Leila Nishmesrov, Klenimish Kamen, Ben Reli Melech, Yuma Perches Mishna Aleph. Yom Kippurim Osir Bachila Uvishasia, Yom Kippur it's Osir to eat and drink, Uverchitza, and to bathe and wash, Uvisicha, and to smear and anoint, either or, Uvinilas a sandal, to wear shoes, Uvitashmish Amita, marital relations. Now, we focus on the word osir. It says osir b'achila uvishasiya. Achila shasiya, that should be a stronger word than just osir, because achila and shasiya are the only two that one gets karis. The Gemara learns this out because it says, by karis, v'avadati es ha-nefesh ahi, when Hashem says he will get rid of this nefesh, and out of all these inuyim, if one would not do one of these at all, which is eating and drinking, he would die. So it's dafka, when Hashem says vavadati, it's dafka, one of the inuyim that would cause a person to be lost, meaning if he didn't do it, he would die, which is eating and drinking. So if a person eats and drinks, that's the one where Hashem says, if a person does that on Yom Kippur, he would get kares. So why does it just say asr? So the Rav says it's because of the other isurim, rechitza, sicha, nilas, asando. It's mashm, though, that the Rav holds that all these other isurim are also asr midiaraisa. So just achila and shasiya is an avera that has kares. Now, why are there five? Achila and Shasiya, by the way, are considered one. Eating and drinking is considered one affliction. We're going to see later. But when you do that, there are five. Why five? Because the Torah speaks about Inuyim, not just that it speaks about Inuyim. It has commandments. It has Tzivuyim, that a person needs to be ma'ana himself and afflict himself on Yom Kippur. It says that five different times in the Torah, and therefore we learn that there are five different Inuyim. Now, how did they figure out that it's these five? So Tosfos Yontif goes into this, based on the Gemara. Achila and Shasiya, because it says by man, Vayancha, Vayarivecha, Vayachilcha es haman. So we see a lashon inoy there when Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Klal Yisrael, and he says that Hashem afflicted you by starving you, and then he gave you the man. So we see that not eating, and we're going to see that eating includes drinking later, but we're going to see that not eating is called an affliction. Rechitza, washing. There, that's based off of Pasuk in Navi, where Shlomo Melech talks about fasting the same way that his father David fast, and he also talks about that he didn't bathe and he was tired. And you learn from there that over there was a type of inoy, being tired from not washing, which is a type of inoy. And sicha is learned out from Daniel, anointing, where Daniel didn't anoint himself and he called it an affliction. And Tashra Shemitah is learned out from Lavan, when he's talking to Yaakov and he tried to warn him not to afflict his daughters by denying them Tashra Shemitah. So this is all the Gemara sources for why these are the inuyim. Mishnah continues, v'amelech v'akala, melech and akala, kala, is the first 30 days after she's married. Yerchatzu espneim, they can wash their faces. Vehachaya, and a woman that just gave birth, also 30 days. Tinel es a sandal, she can wear shoes. Literally means to tie up her sandal. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So the melech, he has to appear beautiful, based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, and the kala should look beautiful for her husband, especially the first 30 days. We're makel by them that we allow them to wash their face. Why we makel though? So if you hold it, all these other inuyim are only derabbanon, like some Rishonim hold, then we can understand why they're Banner and Mekel. But if you hold it, it's D'Oraisa, how is it that we could be Mekel and allow a collar to melech to wash if it's Aser? So Teretz is, Taizenta brings a Ran, that since these Inuyim are not specifically written in the Torah, so they're more Mekel that it's almost as if the guidelines were given over into the Chachamim to decide when to be Mekel and when to Matir it, the way that they would see fit. And the Chum Aser, but the Rav says here, interesting, that the halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer against the Chachamim here. That we are makel for these people.